Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India is moving ahead in every field from health to social security, reflecting great picture of social justice. PM Modi says big crisis can be confronted with the power of public participation. India rejects Pakistan's accusation over Waziristan attack. And Union Minister Amit Shah inaugurates National Turmeric Board headquarters in Telangana. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with the feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. He said presently most of the populace in India is taking advantage of one social protection benefit or the other. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani today, Mr. Modi spoke about the International Labour Organization ILO report, where it has been mentioned that more than 64% of the population of India is now definitely availing some of social protection benefits or the other. He added that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes. He also said that the government schemes were reaching less than 25 crore people in the country till 2015. Mr. Modi highlighted that these successes have instilled a belief that the coming times will be even better and India will become even stronger at every step.
International Labour Organization ILO की बड़ी अहम रिपोर्ट आई है. इस रिपोर्ट में कहा गया है कि भारत की 64% से ज्यादा आबादी को अब कोई न कोई सोशल प्रोटेक्शन बेनिफिट जरूर मिल रहा है. सामाजिक सुरक्षा ये दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी कवरेज में से एक है. आज देश के लगभग 95 करोड़ लोग किसी ना किसी सोशल सिक्योरिटी योजना का लाभ पा रहे हैं. भारत में स्वास्थ्य से लेकर सामाजिक सुरक्षा तक हर क्षेत्र में देश सैचुरेशन की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the WHO declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Mr. Modi said Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has helped in eradicating it, and Jal Jeevan Mission also contributed a lot to this success. He said that this success also presents a great picture of social justice. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, with the power of public participation, a big crisis can be confronted, and it was the strength of the people. They did not bow down, did not break down, and did not accept any compromise with democracy. He said, those who imposed the emergency not only murdered the constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their, what he called, slave. Mr. Modi said, during this period, many people were subjected to severe torture, students too were harassed, and freedom of expression was stifled. Mr. Modi added that just a few days ago, the imposition of emergency on the country completed its 50 years and the countrymen observed the Samvidhan Hatya Divas. He said the nation should always remember all those people who fought the emergency with fortitude, as it inspires them to remain constantly vigilant to keep the constitution strong and enduring.
उस दौर में जो हजारों लोग गिरफ्तार किए गए, उन पर ऐसे ही अमानवीय अत्याचार हुए, लेकिन ये भारत की जनता का सामर्थ्य है कि वो झुकी नहीं, टूटी नहीं, और लोकतंत्र के साथ कोई समझौता उसने स्वीकार नहीं किया. आखिरकार जनता जनार्दन की जीत हुई. आपातकाल हटा लिया गया और आपातकाल थोपने वाले हार गए.
India has rejected the official statement of the Pakistani army seeking to blame India for the attack in Waziristan yesterday. In a statement, New Delhi rejected this statement with the contempt it deserves. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today formally inaugurated the headquarters of the National Turmeric Board at Nizamabad in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has fulfilled the 40-year-old dream of turmeric farmers and the people by sanctioning the National Turmeric Board to Nizamabad. Stating that the center is committed for the welfare of turmeric farmers, he said $1 billion in exports of turmeric should be achieved by 2030. He said the turmeric farmers are not able to get the best price despite the best quality yield they are getting in and around Nizamabad. He said farmers will be imparted new skills and techniques through the board, advocating the medicinal values of turmeric. He said the entire world came to know about the curative nature of turmeric.
Haldi board vidhivat roop se kaam chalu karne ke baad haldi ke kisan bicholiyon ke bharose nahi rahe. Packing, ब्रांडिंग, मार्केटिंग और एक्सपोर्ट ये पूरी चैनल ये अपना हल्दी बोर्ड प्रस्तापित करेगा.
In Odisha, three devotees, including two women, died and many others were injured near the Sri Gundicha temple at Saradhabali in Puri. The mishap took place when a massive crowd had gathered for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadras on their respective chariots. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased who died in a stampede that occurred early this morning. Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol has stated that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau AAIB will investigate the recent Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad from all possible angles, including the possibility of sabotage. Speaking at a private news channel event in Pune, the minister, however, clarified that at this stage there is no indication of a terrorism angle. He also said the black box of Air India flight AI-171 has been recovered and it is currently with AAIB and will not be sent outside the country for analysis. The crash, which occurred earlier this month, claimed the lives of 274 people, both on board and on the ground. In West Bengal, four accused in Kolkata Law College gang rape case has been arrested. The security guard of the Law College was arrested yesterday. The total number of arrests has now reached four in the crime that took place inside the guards room of the college. The 24-year-old victim of the South Kolkata Law College was allegedly raped by two senior students and an alumnus of the institute in the guards room on June 25. Following her complaint, police arrested the prime accused Manojit Mishra, Promit Mukherjee and Zayed Ahmed. Kolkata Police has formed a five-member special investigation team led by an assistant commissioner rank officer to probe the case amid growing outrage over the incident. In a landmark move to combat air pollution, Delhi is set to witness artificial rain for the first time, with cloud seeding operations scheduled between July 4 and 11. The initiative is spearheaded by the Environment Department under the leadership of Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and was announced by Delhi Environment Minister Majinder Singh Sirsa. Mr. Sirsa stated that the flight plan for the cloud seeding operation has been submitted by the IIT Kanpur to the India Meteorological Department in Pune for technical coordination. Each sortie, lasting approximately 90 minutes, will cover around 100 square kilometers. Officials express hope that this pilot project will bring measurable improvements in air quality and pave the way for future innovations in pollution control across urban India. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India is moving ahead in every field from health to social security, reflecting great picture of social justice. PM Modi says big crisis can be confronted with the power of public participation. India rejects Pakistan's accusations over Waziristan attack. And Union Minister Amit Shah inaugurates National Turmeric Board headquarters in Telangana. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.